Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's Martin Luther King Day, and we in Boston love to show our pride in the role this city played in King's life. He was an assistant minister at the 12th Baptist Church while he was getting his doctorate at Boston University. The Reverend Jeffrey Brown is an associate minister there now. He's also co-chairman of King Boston, an organization that promotes King's legacy in the city. Thanks so much for joining us, Reverend Brown.
Oh, it's an honor to be here.
So first, one pretty big, broad question. 70 years after his time here in Boston, what do you see as Dr. King's legacy here today?
Well, I see as a huge part of Dr. King's legacy, the amount of energy and enthusiasm among younger leaders to stand up for civil rights and human rights, their willingness to engage in the political conversations of the day, and their ability to step into leadership roles. I'm especially proud of how our younger people are now taking over a lot of the civic and municipal roles. And Dr. King would have been very proud of that.
Hmm. I saw 12th Baptist gave Mayor Michelle Wu this year's Martin Luther King Legacy Award. She's the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, and we heard a lot during the election about Black voters being disappointed that none of the Black candidates made it into the general. So I'm wondering if you're trying to send a message about intersectionality or something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, although 12th Baptist is also the home church of former Mayor Kim Janey, we're also very proud that Michelle Wu became mayor in this city, at such a time as this. And so our imparting this award onto her is not only an enthusiastic thank you for running, but also a way in which we can send a message and say we need to get behind our mayor and we need to continue to fight for change in our city.
Wu has been getting some hateful, racist messages. How much do you think we should read into that? Do you think it says something about Boston?
Well, I think it says something about the times that we live in today. It's a terrible thing that something like this has occurred to our mayor, but it has also occurred to our new U.S. attorney, Rachel Rawlins. Mm-hmm. It has occurred with our Congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley. And so it really speaks to the larger trends that are happening in our nation.
There are big national battles going on over things like critical race theory and voting rights. And we tend to think we're somewhat immune from that here. But do people who want to follow King's legacy have a role to play in those issues?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you understand critical race theory, it really is a critique on how history has been taught, how history has been played out in our communities, and that, you know, there are enormous contributions that have happened with communities of color and marginalized communities that aren't really taught in schools. City of Boston is a huge example. The city is the home to one of the largest anti-slavery movements in our country, and African Americans played a huge role in that. And 12th Baptist Church, the church which I serve, you know, had members who played key roles in the historical shaping of the issues around race in our nation. And so, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to be able to tell the whole story. I believe that if we tell the whole story, then we can become closer in terms of really understanding what America is all about.
King Boston is helping oversee the work on a new memorial for the Boston Common to honor Dr. King and his wife, Coretta Scott King. How's that going?
Oh, it's going fabulously. We will be unveiling the memorial on King Day next year in 2023. And so we're really excited about how that's coming. you know, the city of Boston was the home of that love story between Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King Jr. And 12th Baptist Church played a central role in that. It was the secretary of the pastor that had a connection at the New England Conservatory and found out about a young Coretta Scott when it was known that Dr. King was, quote unquote, looking for a wife. And so bringing them together at 12th Baptist so that they can go and have coffee afterwards, you know, was the beginning spark.
The Reverend Jeffrey Brown is an associate minister at 12th Baptist Church and co-chairman of King Boston. Thank you so much for joining Morning Edition.
Thank you.